Hello and welcome to Cotton Australia's Current and Future Activities podcast for April to July quarter of 2022. I'm Adam Kay, the Chief Executive Officer at Cotton Australia, and our team has been working hard to advocate for you, our growers, to ensure our industry remains valued, viable and advanced. We've been working in a number of areas. The first one I'm going to cover off on is water. And we continue to focus on advocacy efforts on water issues that really affect our growers. And with the election of the Labor government, Cotton Australia is already working with the Valley Irrigator Groups on how to engage with our new Federal Water Minister, Tanya Plibersek, on the issues that are really affecting our industry. We expect the Labor government to recommit to fully delivering the Basin Plan. And while Labor has stated that reintroducing direct buybacks is not a preferred option, it hasn't ruled them out. Cotton Australia will continue to strongly advocate its position of opposition to direct buybacks. The latest Australian cotton industry sustainability report's been released. The report shows continuing improvement in many areas such as water use efficiency, greenhouse gas emissions, and insecticide use. The report also pinpoints parts of the cotton production system not trending in the direction we'd like. To read the report, head to Cotton Australia's website. On to stewardship, we know growers will soon begin preparing for the next season's crop, and Cotton Australia is planning to further enhance uptake of Satter crop and also implement our proactive awareness campaign to mitigate off-target spray drift, including promotion of the new inversion towers. On the disease front, grey mildew has been identified in cotton in Northern Australia, and Cotton Australia has been advising growers in the Northern Territory, North Queensland and Western Australia to monitor and report any unusual symptoms in their crops. We've also been investigating permit options for control. And in May, Cotton Australia and the CRDC convened the R&D Priorities Forum, which helped identify grower research priorities and which will guide the CRDC's investment in research in the future. AgSkilled has continued to be a success story in New South Wales. Funding for the program will conclude on the 30th of June 2023, and there's a need to demonstrate very strong uptake over the remainder of the program to support our request for an extension. Courses coming up include advanced spray training in Boggabri and Cropper Creek, drones in agriculture, safety compliance, first aid, workplace health and safety and HR fundamentals, and cotton pest management. New South Wales growers are encouraged to submit any additional training needs and ideas for your region. Cotton Australia continues to advocate to the Queensland Government for a similar program in that state. On the MyBMP front, the Best Management Practices program continues to set the standard for our industry. We recently ran workshops down in southern New South Wales, and another is planned in the Macquarie Valley in coming months. I encourage growers to contact their Cotton Australia regional manager if you would like a one-on-one MyBMP session. The most common feedback our team gets post-audit is, it wasn't as hard as I thought it'd be. So I'd really encourage you to get them out there and have a look at MyBMP for your operation. A MyBMP Express workshop is going to be held in Kununurra on the 18th of July at Ordco. In the communication space, Cotton Australia's debut podcast, From the Field, Season 1, was launched in May. And as part of our efforts to rebuild trust in the industry, the podcast spanned 5 episodes and featured conversations with grower Aaron Kiley, Joe Briggs, Amanda Thomas, Alexandria Galia, and Cotton Australia's chairman Nigel Burnett around 4 core themes. We thank those growers for their involvement. As part of Cotton Australia's 50th anniversary celebrations, an interactive historical timeline has been launched to document and showcase Cotton Australia and the industry, including our history and achievements. Head to the Cotton Australia website to take a look. Our 2022 annual report has been under production and will arrive in your mailbox in the coming months. The report documents the organisation's activities and achievements over the past year. This quarter, our communications team also strategised and distributed a range of proactive media releases and story pitches to reporters, which helped raise awareness of the industry and shared our story with a broader audience. Our education program continues to be a core focus. Our presence at the 2022 Royal Easter Show was a huge success. 900,000 people attended the event over 12 days, and we offered our virtual reality headsets to showgoers to let them have a virtual visit to a cotton farm. And over 8,000 people took up that offer, with many saying it was the best activity they did at the show. Cotton Australia will attend the Ecker in Brisbane in August from the 6th to the 14th, and again will activate an educational stand and our virtual reality glasses. Any volunteers from the grower community would be welcome to help us, because the general public just loves to meet a farmer and interact with them. If you'd like to, just contact Jenny Hughes, our education coordinator. Her email is on the Cotton Australia website. Cotton Australia's Teach the Teacher events returned this quarter after being impacted by the pandemic. They have again proven to be successful at connecting the cotton industry with educators in regional areas. So far, events have been held in Moree, Narrabri, Griffith and Gunnedah, with more in other valleys planned for later in the year. Our cotton to market team continues to build strong connections with brands and retailers. The Camp Cotton Initiative returned in May, and fashion brands and retailers saw firsthand how cotton is grown and ginned as part of a two-day trip to Gunnedah. Around 30 brands and retailers attended and participated in a forum on the first day, where they heard from industry and researchers, and also brands who are already using Australian cotton in their business. On the second day, the group visited farms and a cotton gin for their hands-on cotton experience. Australia's premium sustainable cotton was highlighted on the global stage with a number of cotton industry representatives speaking at the Better Cotton Conference at the end of June. The conference brought together brands and industry experts to explore topics across the value chain, including climate action, soil health and regenerative agriculture. Cotton Australia Chair Nigel Burnett sat on two climate change farmer panels. Cotton to Market lead Brooke Summers covered ecosystem services payments and how the industry is working with brands to help fund biodiversity projects. And University of New England soil scientist Dr. Oliver Knox spoke about the Gundawindi Circular Cotton Project. The conference was a valuable opportunity for Cotton Australia to demonstrate the innovation and advances of our industry to an international audience, including leading international brands and retailers. And finally, in other news, Cotton Australia has met with the new Federal Ag Minister, Murray Watt, twice in recent weeks. Minister Watt chose a cotton farm in Emerald for his first farm visit in his new role, where he met with Cotton Australia Chair Nigel Burnett and myself. I then met with the Minister in Canberra recently, where the priority issues facing the industry were discussed. The Minister confirmed his priorities were tackling challenges around workforce, input costs and biosecurity. Finally, the 2021 winners of the prestigious Cottonseed Distributors Researcher of the Year Award and Adama Chris Lehman Trust Young Achiever of the Year Award have been announced. Taking the honours were Dr. Ian Wilson, a research scientist with CSIRO in Canberra, and Emma Aleph, an agronomist based near Griffith. Congratulations to both of those worthy recipients. For more information on these areas of work and any other item relating to Cotton Australia's activity, please contact myself or any of our board members or your local regional manager. I'm Adam Kay. Thanks for your time. Speak to you soon.